The shock hit Erin with little warning. The sensation as sudden and powerful as a blaster shot. Her body spasmed. The tranquility bracelet in her hand, the bracelet given her by Master Zallo, snapped in her clenched fist, and the tear-shaped bits of coral rained to the floor. She doubled over, moaned. Her stomach sank. Her vision blurred. The room spun. Her legs dissolved under her, and she felt herself slipping, falling, sinking. A fist formed in her throat, throttling the cry that wanted release and allowing it loose only as an aborted, grief-ridden wail. Through their connection in the Force, she felt the sharp stab of agony that Master Zallo experienced, felt her own breath hitch in sympathy as he took his final breath and died. The line of his life, usually so bright in her mind's eye when she felt the Force, usually so close to her own line, vanished from her perception. Beside her, Sayo's sharp, surprised intake of breath told her that he had felt something too. Despite her pain, the rising despair, the reality settled on her immediately. She had seen it in the eyes of the Sith male.
"What was that?"
Sayo asked, his voice seemingly far away, but his question fat with ugly possibilities. She lifted her head, her long hair dangling before her face, and stared across the room. Both Sith were standing, their bodies tensed, knowledge in their eyes.
"We are betrayed," she answered, her voice a hiss.
She left it unsaid that her master, the man who had been a father to her, was dead. She was surprised to find her legs sturdy under her as she stood up straight. A group of people near her. No, not people. They were statues. Alderaanian statues. She was on Alderaan for peace negotiations with the Sith. And the Sith had betrayed them. She had fought the Sith on Alderaan before, during the battle for the planet. She would do so again. Now.
"How do you know this, Erin?"
But Sayo's voice, his doubt did not erode her certainty.
"I know,"
she spat. The Sith knew too. They had known all along. She could see it in their faces. Her view distilled down until it consisted entirely of the two Sith and nothing else. A roar filled her ears, the crashing surf of grief and burgeoning rage. She heard a voice calling her name from some distant place, repeating it as if it were an invocation, but she paid it no heed. Both Sith eyed her, their stances ready for combat. The man wore the same contemptuous sneer, the curve of his thin lips uglier than the scars that lined his face.
"Erin?"
It was Sayo calling her name.
"Erin! Erin!"
They knew. The Sith knew.
"They knew all along,"
she said, speaking as much to herself as Sayo.
"What? Knew what? What has happened?"
She did not bother to answer. She fell into the Force, drawing on its power.